the Word of God. And so passed by. Here was Jesus affirming his deity. His deity. He did not dance around the question because he knew his purpose, but he also knew who he is.
Amen.
Jesus affirmed that he was and is superior over the prophet and over Abraham. And Abraham was the father of faith. He's the father of many nations. But he said, before Abraham was, I was. Before Abraham even got here, I knew him. What kind of God is it that knows us before we even come into existence? I have shared with you how God is outside of time and space, and he is not limited for anything that we do in this world. Because he sees everything from the very foundation to the very end. And eternity is where we're all headed, because where we are now is a fulfillment of what God has already sent and declared to do, and for us to know how to get to where we all need to be.
Yes, sir.
When Abraham came into existence, or came into being, or when Abraham was born, Jesus was already existing. My brother and sister, that baffles some denomination because they don't even believe in Jesus. I got one of those little pieces of paper they hand out all of the time, but they don't acknowledge Jesus as Lord, only as a good man. But can I bust your bubble? He's more than just a good man. Not only is he the good shepherd, but he is God manifested in flesh. He is the infinite that became finite. He is the transcendent that became immanent. He is God Almighty. He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is our water when we are thirsty and our food when we are hungry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How can we dare say he is not who he says he is? My brothers and sisters, Jesus had the ability. In this particular text here and scripture, he had the ability to hide among the people if their desire was to kill him. Or Jesus had the ability to move away from a disturbance against him before his time. Jesus had the ability to just move and vanish or disappear, because he said, my time is not yet. I'm reminded when they tried to anoint him as king before his time, he just vanished. He just moved away. My brothers and sisters, Jesus will not do anything that is outside of the will of his Father, because they are united, because he and the Father are one. And there's no division between the Father. And Jesus knew his ultimate purpose and plan when he came here to earth. And so when they tried to kill him, Jesus said, my time for me to go to the cross is not yet, brothers. And I'm not going the way you think I'm going until it's my time.
Amen.
Now, in John 10:18, Jesus said concerning his life, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
This
commandment have I received of my Father. God gave Jesus power to do all things. He delegated it to the Son. And so when men think that they're going to knock him out, move him around, Jesus said, it ain't time yet. Because I've got the power. You may have earthly power, but I've got spiritual power.
Amen.
And my spiritual power will override earthly power every day. And see, when men think that they have physical power, they are misguiding themselves, because if they don't know the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things, they don't have power at all.
Thank
God for his Son Jesus, who came and fulfilled and did all things so that each and every one of us would have a right to eternal life in Christ Jesus. It ain't about how good we are.
Come on now.
It ain't even about the works that I do, but the works that I do follow me. But that's another word. That's another reward system. But Jesus said he came to give us something that we could not get for ourselves.
Yeah.
Abraham said, that even his faithfulness was recorded or credited rather for righteousness. So there it is. So I don't care how good you think you live. I don't care how great you think you can be.
Come on.
Your faith is the method by which God is watching. And your faith will get you because it is accredited for righteousness. It is placed on you because what you could not get by your own self, Christ have already made it acceptable for you. And when you do what the Lord have instructed us to do, you are heaven bound. My brothers and sisters, Jesus was speaking to them concerning the power the Father had given him over death. I am is a title. Jesus existed literally. For he is the Son of God and he is the self-existent one.
Yes.
I am that I am. I is a personal pronoun. I am your water, your food, your shelter, your provision.
Yeah.
Jesus is qualified to say I am, for John said that in the beginning was the
Word,
and the Word was with God, and the Word
was God.
We could go a little deeper in because he said the same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was the pre-incarnated Christ. You missed it. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was the pre-incarnated Christ. Before his incarnation. I just went right over your head.
Come on.
Before his incarnation, the pre-incarnated Christ, before his incarnation, his incarnation as Jesus.
Yes.
For he is God manifested in flesh.
Yes.
The Word took on flesh so that we could see the invisible God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you want to see the Father, he is a spirit. You will never see anything other than the Son, who is Jesus Christ. Because Philip said, show us the Father, that we may suffice to worship him. And Jesus said, Philip, when you see me, you have seen the Father, for I am the Father of one. We are looking for an invisible God. The invisible God took on a visible form in when we see Christ Jesus, and that's all we will see.
Yes.
You don't see my voice, but you understand it. God has a way of speaking to us, communicating with us in an invisible dimension. And when he speaks to us and communicate with us in a spiritual dimension, we understand that language. But one day we will see him as he is.
Amen.
When I behold Jesus, amen. My brothers and sisters, God is with us.
Amen.
The historical text. In the historical text, we find Jesus as he was finalizing completing his work. He was completing his earthly ministry here. Jesus had fulfilled all that the Father had required of him. And we see Jesus speaking to his disciples, giving his last marching orders for the disciples to carry out while he was away. Jesus, over 3 years, had demonstrated and revealed by his action what the disciples were to do in his absence. And there were some, according to scriptures, regarding the work, or rather, there were some concerning regarding the work that he was to do, that he had to do, and that they had to complete, was a little bit concerned over that work. For it states in verse 16 and 17, it says, then the 11 went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But there's a conjunction. Some doubted. Didn't say they all, but some. We know Thomas did. Are you the Lord? Or come here, Thomas. Touch me, handle me. No spirit have what I have. He had flesh and blood, and a lot of people say, he is a spirit. No, he's flesh. He took on flesh, and he is still flesh. So, he said, and some doubted. My brothers and sisters, when we see what the Lord was doing, he was revealing all of the things that needed to be accomplished, and they were to do the things that he had shown them that he had done, that they would do. What I have discovered, there will always be some difficult times within our life when a leader or when an overseer is away. And one of the concerns is, will the people continue to follow the mandate or the instruction given by the leader? We're told, when Jesus appeared and began speaking to the disciples, their doubts concerning him vanished. Wow. When he began to speak, their concerns and their doubts vanished. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because John 10, 27 and 28 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My brothers and sisters, there are many today who still doubt who Jesus is. There are many questioning, calling him just a good man. I shared that this guy came to me. He was a nice guy. He came up to me and said, sir, do you read a lot? And I said, yes. And he said, here, I want to give you my little information pamphlet. You know who they were. And I began to understand. I said, oh, I see who you are. But if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about salvation. Yes, sir. If he's just a good man to you, your salvation is in question. Because Jesus came to save us from our sins. And if he was just a good man, that suggests to you that there has to be something that's within you that has to be saved. And so, because you only say he's a good man, how do you get your salvation? For all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so now, how do you get saved? How are you saved? If Christ had not come, there would be no salvation. I don't care how well you think you are. I don't know how well you think you can articulate and interpret scripture. If you are not trusting the Lord for your salvation, you ain't got none. My brothers and sisters, we see what Christ was doing. He was saving the people from themselves.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Oh,
within me. Oh,